Okay, that's now. Do you say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Oh,
okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay, Sabah Beis, Omid Aleph, smack in the little Gemara. I have no idea what's going on. Let's see. Ha'itmar, the very top one. Ha'itmar, Amir Yochman. Halachi Benazir. Yeah, this Halach Rashi. What does Rashi Rashi say? Rashi, Halachi Benazir, the top, go to the previous Omid. The previous page where the Rashi begins. Where the Rashi begins, so itma Abraham Rabbi Yochanan beperking the lel halachi binazir. What's halachi binazir? It's the middle of the Gemara. Shav mazir es binazir. I remember this. I learned this on Shulim yesterday. Now I understand. It's the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about making drashas. The Gemara is trying to make a suggestion of what the word ish is coming. Everything's coming back to me now. I was surely been taught this to me yesterday.
It says, the Braisa taught us that if they have a desire, it cannot make an Erech vow.
Right, so what's the issue over here is there are two dinim. There are two dinim in Nazir. There's a drasha which says that a Nazir can do something, a goy, or really can be shaykh in Nazirus. And there's an element you cannot be shaykh in Nazirus. Like you said, arochin, by a goy. A goy cannot be mechayiv himself to pay an erech. If a goy says, I want to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, I want to go give the erech value of so-and-so. Every person, gender and age has very specific value. Let's say a goy says, I want to be mechayiv myself to go give to the Beis HaMikdash the erech of so-and-so. It's meaningless, it's not chal.
A goy is so
the yid says about a goy, so we look at the age of the goy, we look at his gender, and then the yid is chayev to go give an erich. So therefore, even though a goy, it's a pella, a goy cannot give an erich, cannot be marich, a goy can be nerach. The Gemara made a suggestion. When it comes to Nazirus, there are tzvei dinim in Nazirus. We want to go find the Hechatimsa where there are two completely separate elements, dimensions, in the laws of Nazirus, and to suggest that a goy is shaykh in one of them. There is an element of where you got to put the mic to your mouth. I can't hear you if you don't put the mic to your mouth. We want to find Hechatimsa where there's going to be Hechatimsa where you can divide Nazirus into two parts. And the Gemara at this moment is suggesting that what we're going to do to go divide into two parts is that a goy, or that there's a special halacha that a father, we learned this in Masechet Nedarim, that a father can be madir his son. If a father says, I hereby declare upon my child that he is a Nazir, it's chal. The child, against his will, becomes a Nazir based upon the decision, the vow of his father. It's a very unique halacha. Where do you have such a thing in the Torah where the father can go be mechayev a child to become a Nazir? You can be mechayev a child. A child is independent. Yet there's a special gezeres hakasav that a father has the koyach to be mechayiv his child, to make his child into a nazir. We want to say now that concept only applies to certain categories of people and does not apply to other categories of people. So just go back a few lines to previous Gemara.
He says, why do you need a pasuk by Erech? And why don't you just learn it out from the Dara, this rule? Why do you need ish ki yafli neda be'erkecha?
Yeah.
Lomeli. Why do you need it? Learn it out from the Dara.
Okay, that's a separate cash. That's a separate point you're coming to make.
That's where it is.
No, okay. Let's just go. Let's go back. Go back a few lines back in the previous page of Samach Aleph Mabez. The more medicine, the towards about it was Tamalama Ish. It says Allah Ibnaz Aima. Let's start from Aima. Okay, here is Aima. Three lines from the bottom is where this little piece of the Gemara starts. Aima. The Gemara is not making a suggestion. The basic goal. Okay, this we learned yesterday. I'm sure Lehman taught this to me yesterday. The basic goal is we're trying to make two classes of people when it comes to Nedarim. Some people have all the halachas of Nedarim, and some people only have part of the halachas of Nedarim of Nazir. We want to look for something that is unique to Nazir. Eima, let us suggest. B'nei Yisrael Megachman Nazir Saviyan. But the Ein Ev Yuchavim Megachman Nazir Saviyan. A goy, if he wants to become a Nazir, can become a Nazir. That's the Gemara's suggestion. It says in the Pasuk, Ish. Ish is coming to be Marbe, a goy. A goy, the Gemara is suggesting, can become a Nazir. If a goy is Mekabel upon himself to become a Nazir, let us suggest that he gets all the theme of a Nazir, and he's chayev to bring korbanos v'chulu v'chulu. Oh, but it says in the pasuk b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael comes to exclude a goy. It's only excluding a goy in respect to one very specific halacha. That if a goy is madir, his son, a goy says, "Junior, I hereby declare that you are a nazir." It's not chal. A yid that says to his child, "Yankula, I hereby declare you a nazir." It's chal. That is the only thing the pasuk B'nei Yisrael is coming to be made a unique halacha in nazirus. But as far as the standard laws of nazir, why a guy is chayiv to be a nazir? The guy is mekabel upon himself to become a nazir. Because we have a drash. The drash says the word ish. This is the Gemara's question at this moment in time. Ema, let us make the following suggestion: B'nei Yisrael megalchen on nazirus avihen. I told you the wrong Gemara. That's right. That was the previous Gemara. Okay. That Gemara rejected that. I'm sorry. Now there's another halacha that we're discussing. Another unique halacha. Another. Let's say a father, a man is mekabel upon himself to become a nazir, and then he dies. But before he dies, he sets aside the korbanos. Person is a nazir. Hareni nazir. He's a nazir, and he's observing the nazirus. And while he's observing the nazirus, he sets aside the three korbanos, an oila, a chatas, and a shlamim. And then he dies. So what ordinarily happens to those korbanos? Under ordinary circumstances, exactly. And what about the korban oila and the shlamim? It goes, l'keitz mizbeach. So there's a special halacha l'moshe mitzina when it comes to a nazir, that if a nazir dies and he set aside his korbanos, his child is allowed to be mekabel upon himself nazirus, and he can use those animals that are going nowhere now to fulfill his obligation. It costs money. To go buy three animals is like buying matzah for Pesach. It costs a lot of money. So what's holding up the child from becoming a nazir? Because I don't want to buy three animals as my carbon. Look at this. The father died. He left over three animals that he set aside for his nazirus. They are no longer going to be offered for the father's nazirus because the father died. The halacha is the child is allowed to now accept upon himself a term of nazirus and use these three animals that the father set aside for his obligation. That's a very unique halacha that has no parallel to anything else b'chol ha-Torah kula. Not b'nigle, not b'nister, not in soid, not in drush, not even by the Pesach Seder. This is a unique halacha. So the Gemara is now suggesting we have two drushes, contradictory drush by a nazir. It says mitzad echad the word ish, which is coming to be mar be'a goy, and it says b'nei Yisrael, that's coming to be Mimayir Agoy. So let's make a pshara. Ish is coming to be Marber Agoy that he can become a Nazir. But B'nei Yisrael is coming to be Mimayir that Agoy does not have the koyach to be Moirish to his child, the korbanos that he sets aside for his Nazirus. And what do we gain out of this? What will be the result? The result will be that Agoy can be a Nazir. That will be the result. Okay, you never saw on the train a lot of goyim who are nazir. You're not listening to a word that I just told you now. The miut is only coming to remind the unique halacha. And in this example of the Gemara right now, the unique halacha is that if a yid is mekabel upon himself nazirus and he sets aside three animals and he dies, the child of the yid can now be mekabel upon himself nazirus and use the korbanos of his father and doesn't have to pay money for korbanos. He has free korbanos. There's no parallel to this halacha anywhere else. If a person has an obligation for his korban and he dies, that's it. It's over. The carbon goes either le'ibur or le'keitz mizbeach. No one can take over someone else's korbanos and use them for his personal obligation. The only place that we have b'chol ha'Torah kula is where a person dies and he leaves over animals that have been designated for his carbon and they can now be used to fulfill the obligation of someone else. This, in this case, that being his child, is only by a nazir. So we want to say, Shlomi, that when it says in the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrael v'loy Akum, it's only coming to be memayed this halacha. But what about a nazir stam? He says hareini nazir. Can he have? Does he have kedushas nazir? Yes. Why? Because there's a pasuk that says ish, and the word ish in the parish of nazir is marbe a goy. He never saw what eved. Eved, no, so the Gemara was Mamayad and Eved, because an Eved is not an independent person. The Eved is worse. An Eved Kanani is worse than the Goy, the Gemara said yesterday. If you would have come yesterday, it would have been an Eis Rotson. If you would have come here yesterday, Rishon and Shlita would have told you that a Goy is worse than a Goy. An Eved, Eved is worse than a Goy, even though an Eved is high in all the mitzvahs, because it says in the pasuk, Esar Yisar Al Nafshoy. Okay, so you need independence. Independence. Nafshoy. And an Eved has no independence. There's no shlita over his neshama. So an Eved indeed is removed from the parish of Nazirut because the Nazir is a din of a neder. And to make a neder, you need to be the Nafshoy. You have to have shlita over your neshama. And an Eved does not have shlita over his neshama. An Isha does. Yes. Yes, I'm listening. I can't hear you. Mr. Rapport, your sound is very poor. The bandwidth, we can barely hear you. Can you speak up a little bit? Mr. Rapport, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Right? Of this place.
You're on mute now.
Right.
Okay.
Your bandwidth is very weak, Mr. Rapport. We can't hear you. It's not working. We're going to have to wait a little bit until the bandwidth cools down. You're on fire. I can't, Mr. Rapport. Mr. Rapport, I can't hear. I can't hear. Let's wait a little bit. The bandwidth is not working so well. Give the internet a chance to recover, to heal. I can barely hear you.
All right.
Okay, let's go a little further. It says the word ish. So therefore, let me read the Gemara. There are three lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Ema, three lines from the bottom on the samach amid on the base. Ema. It says bnei Yisrael megalchin al mezius avihen. The ein ha'edik chav megalchin al mezius avihen. So let's suggest the only thing that we memayit the goy is from this halacha. So the Gemara says no. So the ain't going to go on. Now you turn the page. Yochol loyin nizirin talmud loymar ish. But I would think a guy can't be a nazir. Period. That's what ish. So we're making a compromise. There are two conflicting drashos. Ish is marbe a goy, and bnei Yisrael is memayet a goy. Ish is marbe that they can become a nazir, but bnei Yisrael is memayet is that they cannot be. They do not have the halach of negalchin al the carbon of their father. So the Gemara says, they cannot be. So the Gemara is saying, you can't, it's a very difficult thing we're really saying. The Gemara is saying, is this halacha that a child can be magaleach, on the korbanos of his father is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Anything that is included in the halacha l'moshe misinai cannot be excluded by Bnei Yisrael. This is a very interesting yisoid, a very interesting concept. Is why, if there's a halacha in the Torah that tells us that a child can be megalech on the carbonus of his father. Oh, it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. It's a din minat Torah. Now comes along Bnei Yisrael and limits the scope of that halacha. But if the halacha that a child can be megalech on the carbonus of his father is only a halacha l'moshe misinai, then the limitation cannot be greater than the makar. The ultimate makar is the pasuk in the Torah. You can't go use a pasuk to be memayet a halacha l'moshe misinai. That's not fair. You ever heard that rule before? I never heard this rule before my whole life. Maybe you who learned this 37 times heard this rule before. Is you, when you make drashos, amol you have a drasha, and then you have an exception to the rule. A special pasuk coming to make an exception. They have to be on the same playing field. They have to have equal weight. You cannot have a pasuk of Bnei Yisrael be memayet a halacha that is only derived from a halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim. It's an overkill. Yeah, you're taking out a cannon to knock out a firecracker. Mr. Rapport, let's try now your question. Maybe now the bandwidth is better now. I'm listening.
All right.
What I'm saying is,
not in this case. In this specific, it says the Farish in the pasuk Isha Isha. It already says Isha in the parash Nedarim. It says in the parash of Nedarim Ish or Isha ki yafli linder neder nozel Hashem. It says the Farish in the pasuk the word Isha. The word Ish cannot be memayed in Isha when the pasuk says the Farish in Isha. We will never mind an Isha. The pasuk says Beferish, a woman can become a Nazira. Ish or Isha ki yafli lindor neder nozir l'Hashem. The pasuk says Beferish, a woman can become a Nazira. Beferish. So when it says Ish, it can't exclude a woman. It says a woman can be a Nazira. So it's coming to make a reboot, coming to be marbe, even a goy. And now the Gemara is trying to suggest it's coming to the Marbe that a goy can be a full-fledged Nazir. Oh, but it says in the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yoivdei Kachavim. So the Gemara now is on a desperate search. It's a beautiful daf Gemara, because the Gemara basically goes through this daf all of the unique halachas of a Nazir. It's Mamash HaChazaras Chazaras Hashir. Chazar of the Masechta. It goes through all of the unique halachas of a Nazir and tries to say that, this specific halacha is what the Torah is coming to be made by a goy, but a goy by etzim can become a nazir. So the Gemara now says, nice try, but no cigar, because there's no way in the world the word Bnei Yisrael can made a goy from the halacha that there's not going to be a din of Megalchin on the korbanos of his father, because the makar of Megalchin on the korbanos of a father is derived via a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the Torah would never give you a drasha in that Torah to knock out a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They have to be on the same playing field, a level playing field. It has to be level. Okay, vaita. Let's now go to the next piece of Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Halacha m'nazir ihachi ish ki yafli neder be'erkucha. Now, what's the Morris Kash over here? Rashi over here says, Ish Kiyafli. Frankly, Gemara, Ish Kiyafli, the Sivir Rahman Gabi Arachin Lamali, Bishop Ish the Siv Gabi Nazar, I did the Siv Isha, Shulit Sarech, Siv Nami Ish, Shalolit Sarech. The Ish Gabi Nadarim, the Rabbi says, I'm going to have him. Okay, now, Rashi is exalted the whole Gemara. When we made this drasha of Ish, the real drasha, Shlomi said correctly, was made by the word Ish. It says by a neder, by arochim. It says by a neder, it says Ish. The Ish is coming to be marbe a goy. And when it says the word Ish by a nazir, so Rashi says the word Ish by a nazir is not darshaned at all. The only reason why it says the word Ish by a nazir is because it says Isha by the parish of nazir, and that's a chiddush that a woman can become a nazir. That is a chiddush. Once it says Isha, the Nela, so it said Isha as well. So we have to understand the Ish and Isha by the parish of Nazir is not under discussion. The word that we're darshing now, this whole Gemara, is the word Ish that is written by the parish of Nedarim. And even though we are learning laws of Nazirus, and the word Ish that we're darshing is from Neder, that is because a Nazir is an example of a Neder. That's clear. We all know that you saw it all this last two Masechta in a lot of trouble. the whole malchus of a nazir is an example of a neder. The laws of nedarim and the laws of nazirus are synonymous. Just like a person makes a neder, I make a neder, I do not want to have benefit from this apple. I do not want to benefit from yayin. When a person says he wants to be a nazir, that means he's making a vow. I do not want to draw benefit from the product of the vine. I do not want to contaminate to the dead. And I vow that I will not cut my hair. It's almost like he was makabel three, he made three nidorim by saying I'm a nazir. When a person accepts upon himself nazirus, it's as if he has made three vows. Okay, this is a very big sugya. To fatayish, to understand, yes, the average person, before the Lord Mitzvah in the Dabi, yes, the person, what is a nazir? Oh, nazir? Haredi nazir. It's magic. You're a nazir. How does that work? Think about it. How does that work? I don't know. If you say haredi nazir, the Torah says you're a nazir. And you have halachas. No, that's not that. That's the very naive. It's a very superficial understanding of the word of nazir. Hareini nazir be'etzem is nothing new. Hareini nazir is be'etzem ki'ilu you said I make a neder that I'm not going to cut my hair for 30 days. I make a neder. I'm not going to enjoy anything from the vine. Anything. I make a neder that I'm not going to contaminate to the dead. The din of a nazir is not a new din. It's not an anaya din. It's an extension of the principles of nidorim. It's not a new halacha. It's just an example of nidorim. That's a very big yisoid. If we were learning this sugya in the Eilun, we would come to that yisoid many times. But now go back to the Rashi. Rashi over here saying something very good. Rashi over here says, Ish kiyafli dichsev because of the erech lomli bishama ish dichsev gabi nazir aidi dichsev isha shoot with sorry cause of ish to slosser. Fine. The ish the gabe nidorim le rabbis as a oivir kachavim shu noidrim nidorim unidovos kishog. Isn't also right? This I think also explains this. What I just told you now explains this whole guy. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he asked a question yesterday. What in the world is the Gemara doing here by telling us that a goy can be a nazir? What? A goy is a nazir? Why in the world would you ever entertain that possibility that a goy can be a nazir? Shloimeh, do you ever have a goy? Oh, he's chayiv in basa b'chola. A goy is chayiv in shatnes. A goy is chayiv in the tilas lulav. A goy is chayiv in shayfa. The Gemara over here, the whole daf yesterday. Oh, a goy is a nazir. What? You know where this is kasha? The Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Sholim Shlita. He asked, what in the world is a guy is going to be a nazir? A guy is chayiv in bris milah. A guy is chayiv in netilas lulav. But it's more than a carbon. It's more than a carbon. He can't drink wine. He can't drink wine. He can't go to the cemetery. That's just a carbon. And also it's a carbon chatos. He only brings a guy can bring carbon oila. He can't bring the carbonus of a nazir. What's the Gemara's havamin? That a guy could become a nazir? The Gemara is struggling for a whole amud. Oh, we should make the guy into a nazir. What? A guy is chayiv in dalav minim? In shadnez, bas v'cholov? What's going on here in the Gemara? So Rashi here really answers the question. And Rashi says, this is Yisoyed, the whole Masechta. A nazir is nothing more than a neder. It's all it is. There's no special din of a nazir. It's a neder. Memela, a goy can make nidarim. A goy is mechayiv himself. A goy is shayiv in the parish of nidarim. So once a nazir is nothing more than multiple nidarim, don't cut your hair, don't go to the cemetery, don't drink yayin. So a goy also can be a nazir. Why not? Look at Rashi. Certain types of nidarim. That he can't do. That he can't. Obviously, he can't do that. Okay, let's say you're right. You're asking good. So obviously, a nazir is different. I mean, you're touching upon the core issue here. You can't ignore the question. What's the Gemara talking about? A guy is a nazir. He grows long hair. He can't drink grapes. He can't go to the cemetery. What? What's going on? A whole daf Gemara here. And the Gemara is desperate to let the guy be a nazir. Okay, it says, okay, there's one halacha the guy can't do. There's one little prat. And the Gemara goes through every unique halacha of Naziris. Okay, that's the only thing that the guy doesn't have. But the general template, the boilerplate of a Nazir, that the guy. What? What is going on here in this Gemara? So Rashi here answers the question. This is the most important Rashi in the whole Masechta. If you only woke up today just to come to this moment, it would be Kedai. Came to this moment was Kedai. Dai Dayenu. What does Rashi say? Look at the Rashi. Bishloima Ishtach Sibgabi Nazir, Aydich Sib Ishach, Shutlzach, Kasav Nami Ish Lotzach. Okay, Ish the Ish that says by Nazir, forget about it. The Ish, the Gabe Nidorim. Here's the key point. It says the word Ish by the parish of Nidorim. Lirabois. Eso oivdei koichavim sheyihiyu noidrin nidorim unidavos ki Yisrael. A guy is shaykh in the parish of Nidorim. They can bring. What does that mean exactly? I don't know what that means. A scary statement. A guy can be a carbon oiler. I always thought that a guy comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he hands over the goods. Here's the animal, bring it for me. Right? That's it. Here's an animal. Offer this animal on the Mizbech as a carbon oiler. You call that a neder, a nedava? You call that a gift. Rashi here says, based on the Gemara, that no. When a guy gives an animal to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon oiler, there was a pre-game here, a whole world. First, he made a neder. I vow to bring a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. And now I am fulfilling my duty, my obligation, my promise. Here it is. That's incredible. That's an incredible concept. It's not just Tama Goy comes to the Beis HaMikdash and says, oh, here's an animal. Here's an animal and go put it on the Mizrach. No, it's like a Yid. I vow. I take a vow that I will give. He's in Shul and they make a Moz Chidim campaign. You ever see that Shlomo? The aides in Shul? All these, some of the Zakenim, they come with their aides to Shul. I even know an aide. He came to shul. He was so impressed. He used to come in a suit. Synagogue, a shvarza. He came to shul, going to synagogue, and he sat with the guy that he took care of. He got dressed up in a beautiful suit, nicer than the other people in the shul. Shvarza, called for the religious service. Then they get up, Shabbos Mevarchim. We're making now an appeal for Moshe Chidim, and they go around the shul. Mr. Smith, $50. The aide also gives a donation for Moshe Chidim. It's no joke. So the Gemara is saying a goy is shaykh in a neder. It's a pasuk. It's not just here's money. I take a vow to give. Oh, once you know this yisoid. Now you know the sugya of why the Gemara is suggesting that a goy can be a nazir. Because a nazir is not just, okay, I'm a nazir. A nazir is the fulfillment of your vow. I take a vow. I always thought a nazir is, okay, 30 days. 30 days, you can't do this, you can't do this. No, that's not what it means to be a nazir. A nazir means I make a neder. I will not do these three things for 30 days. And then when you get to day 30, you're making a statement. Look, I did what I said I would do. I kept my word. You ask the average person on the street about a nazir. No one's going to go say to you that a nazir is about keeping your word. They're not going to say, it's not about keeping your word. It's about action. It's about non-action. Grow long hair. Don't eat grapes. And don't go to the cemetery. Don't do... it's a mode of behavior. You learn tonight, and you saw, you should never ever forget, is that Nazirus is about keeping your word. We don't care what you did. Good for you. You didn't shave your hair, you didn't grapes, you didn't go to the cemetery. That's not what it's about. Those are just a hechatimsa. Those are just three things that the Torah selected in order to a person at the end of 30 days can say, look, I kept my word. I kept my word. I took an oath, I made a vow, and I was true to my vow. It could have been, I take a vow, I'm not going to go watch videos on YouTube. I took a vow that I'm not going to go eat popcorn. I took a vow that I'm going to come early to davening every day. It's not about shaving the hair and the yayin. That's not the ikar. The ikar is you kept your word. The Torah tells us that a goy is shayich in this principle. Ish, it says in the parashah, that's what Rashi over here says. Ish, that the ish ki yavdil sivri achman agabi arachin lamli. By neder, it says there, shayu noidrin nudarim nudavos ki Yisrael. So Mamela, when it comes to Nazirus, it's about keeping your word. So Taka, let a Nazir also, let a goy also be a Nazir. It's also about, it's about a neder and a dab. It's an example, Zecha Timsa. This is a very delicate point. And there's a lot of depth to this. What we're saying over here, we're giving a whole new Yisoid in the din of Nazirus. You could say to Shlom Blimi, I go to some of these shiurim, Mitzvah Shabbos. Sugyus fundafyom. This Yisoid is just as chashuv as many of the Yisoid that I've heard. To understand that a Nazir is about when 30 days come to pass, you're making a declaration, I kept my word. That's it. And the three things that the Torah gave the Nazir is just a hechatimsa to go and to show that you know how to keep your word. It's not like what the average person would say is, oh, look, I didn't drink, I didn't do this. Every time, no, it's not what you didn't do. It's you kept your word. You said, Hareini Nazir, which is the equivalent of saying, Hareini, I'm not going to eat grapes, I'm not going to do this, not going to do that. And look, 30 days, wow, a halakha mensch, he kept his word. How many people can keep their word for even 5 minutes? Can you keep your word for 5 minutes? I can even do it for 10 seconds. Shalim, you hear the words?
Yeah, but the restrictions you have.
Okay, so there are different types of the Dorim. It's a different, yeah, different type of nether. Bringing a carbon is easy. I make a nether. I'm going to bring a carbon. So you go to the store, and you buy the animal, and you bring the animal. It's no sweat off my back. I write a check. Here, it's keeping your word in discipline. Discipline.
It keeps his word.
Okay, so we have to discuss it. That has to be looked into. That you say it's different. Obviously, there's something different. It is different. There's nothing more to it. And the name, once you understand this principle, and now we have a drush that a goy is shaykh in this principle of keeping his word, so maybe you should be shaykh in the Zeus also. Kamashmo, no. Now, the Rashi there goes to a side question. This Rashi is mamish gold. Should take this Rashi, cut it out of the page, and enlarge and hang it up in shul next to the Brich Shmei. Shlom Zoyin is a good idea. We hang it up in the shul next to the Bruch Shmei. Weiter. Now, then Rashi goes on and says, but now Rashi is going to be Rashi. God knows what the Sivrach. Now the Gemara is, Ela ish ki yafli the Sivrach money gabi arochin lamali. New kasha now the Gemara. Why does it say the word ish by the parasha of arochin? The Michti. Iskish arochin l'nedorim. The Amakor ishki yafli neder b'arochin. The Bechad Kork Sivu. Rachmona. The Tanya Gabi Nedorim. Before the Gabi Arochin. Nami dis Shabu Luhavik Chavim. Shim Nedorim ki Yisrael. Ella ish ki yafli lomeli. The Gemara now this is a side question. Now it comes out now. All right, wait. What was the Gemara's answer though? All right, you know, I'm getting too confused with all the Gemara's questions over here. One question at a time. The Gemara is asking now a new question. What does it say ish by the parasha of Arochin? Let us say that just like the word ish by Nidorim is there to teach us that a goy is shayich in. Let's just recap the previous Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say, what is the pasuk ish coming to be marbe? It cannot come to be marbe that a goy is a nazir, because it says the word b'nei Yisroel knocks out a goy from being a nazir. And don't go tell me they're going to be tzvei dinim in nazir, because the Gemara went through all the possibilities. The Gemara knocked them all out. So the day is all over. The word b'nei Yisroel knocks out a goy from becoming a nazir entirely. But in the process, the Gemara has revealed that the word ish is a word that we do ordinarily darshan to be marbe a Gentile. If that's the case, there's one more ish that we have not yet discussed, the word ish that's said in the parasha of Arochin. So let us suggest that a guy who says, I accept upon myself to give the erech value of so-and-so, he should be obligated to give that erech value. Because the word ish is marbe a goy. And once already a goy is shaykh in nidorim and nidavis, and arochin is just one more example. It's one more dimension of arochin, of nidorim. Let us suggest that a goy is in the parish of arochin as well. That is the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the question of Michti. Ha'iskish arochin l'nedarim. The two are compared to one another. Every halacha applies, and one applies to the other. Ebazei. If that's the case, the Omar Kro ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. So the pasuk puts the two together, neder and the word erkecha. And that those two words are juxtaposed neder with the word erkecha teaches every halacha that applies to a neder applies to erkin. If that's the case, it should be that a goy that's marich is chayich, just like a goy is shayich in nidarim. Of your tiny gab in the garden, ish, my tamalom ish, rabbi said you have him, shame noise in the garden of us, kishol, ish, yav, arach, and lomoli. What do we need it for? What is it coming to teach us? It's very hard, very terse thing, mommy. Ish, gab in the garden, rabbi says, I'm going to come, remember? El, ish, yav, and those of Rahman Gabi, arach, and lomoli. The Michi is a Rahman, and the Makro, ish, yav, and the other, the Khad Kuroi, see, the Rahman, the tiny gab in the garden. Why don't we say the word ish that said is also coming to be marbe? I think it's the same ish that it says by nedarim should be marbe that a goy is shaychen arochin. Ella hi ish mi boyle. No, this is a different ish. Hi ish mi boyle. This Gemara is very hard Gemara because once we're makish one to the other, so why do we even need the word ish? Once we're makish nidarim to arochin, why isn't it automatic? Shlomi, you hear my question? If we're makish arochin to nidarim, why don't we automatically say that just like by there's a din of arochin, there's a din of nidarim by a goy, there should be a din of arochin by a goy, just the hekesh alone should be sufficient. And if the hekesh is not sufficient, so why does the Gemara now want to go say, oh, it says the word ish there also? What? If the word ish is a drasha, why does the Gemara have to say, oh, it says also we're makish to arochin, to nedarim? It has to be, is that each one by itself is too weak. Just because it says the word ish by arochin, the Gemara would not have enough confidence to suggest that the word ish can be marbe a goy. If we just had the hekesh alone, it's also too weak to say that we should carry over from Nidorim that a goy should be shaykh in the din of Arachim. But together, the fact that it says ish by Arachim and that Arachim is hukash to Nidorim, that's a winning combination. Together, it's Sevemin. Sevemin, the combination of the fact that it says ish and the fact that it's hukash should be enough to trigger our ability to recommend that when ish is coming to the marba that a goy is shaykh in the parsha of Arachim. So the Gemara says, no. Nice try, but we need the word ish for another drasha. What's the other drasha? To teach you a principle that even though it's said by Arachim, but we apply it, it's like an einoit tzarich linyan zeh tnili nacher, is to teach you a principle that a 12-year-old boy can make a neder. Did you know that? This halacha mufle samuch l'ish. L'mayin afkamina. Mr. Rapport, you ever do this? An Erev Rosh Hashanah, do you ever combine as the Bezdin a 12-year-old boy? Matineder. When you matineder an Erev Rosh Hashanah, you have a Bezdin. Does the Bezdin need to be adults? Can you take a 10-year-old kid, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you want to be a Bezdin, can you take for yourself a 6-year-old kid, sit here and just say, Mutaloch, Mutaloch, Mutaloch? Do you need to have a bar mitzvah boy to be matin, to be part of your Bezdin? B'chari, yeah. No, you don't. If the boy is 12 years old, it's the only halacha in the whole Torah where you have a boy that's 12 years old can be is a mufla samuch l'ish. Mufla samuch l'ish can be part of the Bezdin. You know why? Because he can make a neder. He is shaykh in this inyan. A boy that's 12 years old and one day, and a girl 11 years old and one day can make a neder, and their neder is binding. So because they can make a neder, they can be matter a neder. How do you know that? What's the makar? Guess what? Tonight's the big night. Tonight you learned the makar. It's right here. Anyone ever answer this question, you just say, Nozer, Samach, Beis, Amar Aleph, Ish. It says the word Ish in the parasha of Arachim. And the word ish there is extra. In Eino Yitzarech L'inyin Zeh, Tnei L'in Acher, to teach you a principle that an ish is an ish, a mufle ish. It's called mufle samuch l'ish. Mufle samuch l'ish, a 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl can make an adara. So the word ish is occupied. It's in use. It's no longer available to be marba a Gentile for the parasha of Arachim. Okay, thank you very much for coming. If you wouldn't learn with me, I would never know that you said this. We started very late tonight. Amen.